you guys know I like to spend some time on TikTok, and there's a few moments, okay, many moments where I'm going, what does that mean? There's an acronym, there's an emoji combination that I have no idea. So I'm the Chugi who's typing it in and trying to figure out what does that mean. So I thought we could do a little, I'll share my knowledge.
Oh, great. Okay.
We'll do a TikTok class. It's in session.
All right.
And let's see if you guys know this slash can guess what some of this stuff means.
Okay.
All right.
You know, we're still trying to make fetch happen. So.
No, we're not.
Oh, we're not? Okay, maybe just me. All right.
Okay.
Well, so Gen Z, of course, they're using a lot of different things that, like Chugi, describing millennials who are trying too hard to be trendy or in style. So we know about that one. How about cap or no cap?
No cap?
Yeah. I'll give you an example. It says, I'm actually going to be productive today. No cap. Or you actually got tickets to the Bad Bunny concert? You're capping.
Oh, cap.
No idea.
I mean, it's like pop a cap in somebody's.
Yeah, no, that's what I was
like
thinking.
A gun. All cap, no gown.
That's what I was
capital
thinking,
letters?
All. Yep, they just verb it. Or I guess, you can verb it or a noun. But cap is another word for lie.
Oh.
So when you say no cap, means that you aren't lying.
Okay.
Okay, so if you hear that, that's what that means.
That's replaced like no front, no frontin'.
Yeah.
Don't be frontin'.
Don't be frontin'. Yeah, there you go. Was that from the 90s?
Yeah, that's pretty old.
Yeah.
That's good, I got it.
Okay, we know what a bop is. That one's easy. How about drip?
Wait, hold on. Go back to bop.
You know what a bop is?
No.
Oh, no. Okay, what's a bop?
That's canned apricots, isn't it?
I didn't even think about that. No, So
hitting someone on the head?
Oh, nope. No.
Okay.
Remember that game Bop It, too? That was really fun, but that's it either. No. Oh. So here's an example. Have you heard Castaway from the Backyardigans? It's a bop.
Okay, it's a banger.
Yeah.
It means it's a hot song.
A hot song, hot album. It's really good.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
Did you, Kenny? Whoa. Bop?
It's groovy, man.
That's right. It's a groove. It's cowabunga, dude. It's radical. Yeah. Or rad. I think rad is coming back, too, which is great.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think, well, in my world.
I just want Trapper Keepers to come back. I saw one at a flea market this weekend, and I was
nice.
I want one of those.
I know. Those were great. Everything was in there. Man. Drip. What does drip mean? We're going through TikTok terms that we may or may not know.
A drip.
Wait a minute.
A drip.
That's a phrase our parents used in the 50s.
Yeah,
what
a drip. He's like a real downer, Debbie Downer type of a person.
Yeah, buzzkill. Yeah.
No. Here's an example. Hey, my dude, you have some serious drip. Drip check.
Drip check.
It's actually the opposite. It's a cool, sexy, trendy sense of style. You got some swag there. It's a new swag.
Drip?
Yep.
God, I feel like I'm 180 years
Me
old.
Me too.
I hate this game. No.
This is awful.
Do we know? I'm such a weirdo. I'm like, I want to know the origin and what it comes from.
Yeah.
I didn't go that deep into this.
No, because you just know the terms.
This one I did not know.
Okay.
I mean, I guess in the example, you can kind of maybe guess, but... I'm still on the swag train. let's see here. What does a Gen Zer mean when he or she says sheesh?
Sheesh. That's what we've always been saying. Like, oh, geez.
Right?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, sheesh.
No?
Not this time around.
Hashish.
It's sheesh. That sounds like a delicious shish kebab.
It's a hash kebab.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
That's how they should package that. That'd be fun in like some beef nuggets or something.
Oh my God.
Well, they are nuggets.
Alexis, you know what we're talking about.
I do.
Okay,
no, I'm thinking of like a little container that they open up and inside is another nugget.
Yeah. There's
like a Marishka doll.
Yeah.
Pot.
Okay. Yeah. But no. Gen Zers, when they say sheesh, it's used to hype someone up when they look good or do something good. Like sheesh, you're looking great. Wow. You hype them up. It's used the ice in my veins pose. It was made famous by D'Angelo Russell, the basketball player.
Okay.
So it's kind of describing that.
None of these words strike me as having longevity. You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
Pretty sure they're going to be gone by next year at this time, right?
Yeah, I think so. Just like this one, D-E-D, dead.
I'm dead. That means I'm laughing so hard. I'm completely shocked. I'm dead.
Ding, ding.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. Don. It's so funny, it almost killed you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, Gen Z. We know Stan, so we know that. You're a big fan of someone, mm-hmm. right? How about...
Okay, Kenny, he doesn't know Stan.
Oh, you don't know Stan? Okay. If you stan someone?
That's from an Eminem song
mm-hmm.
called Stan. Oh. And it's about a super fan who just gets way over the top. And it's like a tongue-in-cheek, but kind of scary song.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Like a My Talker I know.
Yeah, there might be a few My Talkers who are like that.
Yeah.
Okay, what does this mean? I-Y-K-Y-K.
I-Y-K-Y-K.
We're going through TikTok terms right now that we may not know. This one I did have to look up because I thought, what does that mean?
If there wasn't a Y there, I would say, I know something. But that's not it. Is the K for a no?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
The K's are no.
I-Y-K.
Mm-hmm.
You, I know you know. I, you, know you know. I, you know you know.
That's really close. If you know, you know.
Oh, if you know, you know.
It's like an inside joke, kind of like you had to be there type
right.
of thing. Yep. All right. How about if someone says simp? S-I-M-P, like pimp, but with an S.
Kind of dumb person.
Simpleton. Dumb.
Yeah.
Hooplehead. Moron.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. It's when someone publicly pours their heart out for someone, whether they know the person or not, or goes above and beyond for their significant other.
Oh, come on.
Like, what a simp. He's posting too much about his girlfriend.
Oh, I see. Or maybe going on and on about Rosé.
Yeah,
you're a simp for Rosé, Dawn.
Fan
not anymore.
Girl.
Yeah.
Fan girl.
Not so much anymore.
It's
wah,
okay.
wah. A vibe check.
We all know what that is. Next one.
Vibe check. Well, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
I would say. You know, but okay. Hopefully not the plug-in kind.
Fully charged.
Get closer to the outlet. Gotta give you vibe.
The outlet. Change your batteries.
I know, but back in the olden days.
That's true.
Remember?
Plug-in.
Yes. On the Newlywed Game, they're like, the vibrator.
Oh, that's
Remember?
Right. That's a good answer.
Okay.
For back in the day. Now we're like, what does that mean? I have no idea. Yeah. All right. Now let's do some emoji stuff here. Because there's a few that I'm like, wait, what?
Okay. I feel like I'm going to be good at this.
So here's a trifecta of emojis. What does this mean? It's an eyeball, lips, and another eyeball.
I loved seeing you.
Ooh, okay. That's a good guess. But not so much.
You've got great eyes.
Here's an example of when you
I
use that.
I want to see you.
Me, when I saw those pictures of Jen or J-Lo and Ben Affleck, and then they have that combo.
Oh.
Whoa.
That means you're in complete shock or unsure how to respond to something.
Eye, heart, eye?
Eye, lips,
Oh,
eye.
Lips.
Oh. Did I say heart?
No, you said,
oh, okay.
said lips.
You said
okay.
lips.
Yep.
Okay, I don't get that, but it's fine.
This is another one that I'm confused about because this could be, any of us could do this. Remember when we used to do the semicolon and the closed parentheses as a smiley face?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now there's the actual smiley face emoji. And when someone uses that on TikTok or Gen X, it's not just a smiley face.
What is it?
It's used for an awkward situation.
Oh.
So, for instance, me trying to ignore the person screaming behind me. And then you put the smiley face.
But you put it in with the semicolon and the...
No, the actual emoji smiley face.
Oh!
Yeah, maybe we should go back to just like...
Good God.
Back then, just the semicolon.
Eye roll. Just go with the... you know what? This just... I'm so old.
It can
just makes, all of this makes me angry.
When are you going to get...
What's
get,
that?
When are you going to get to the eggplant?
Oh, the eggplant still means the eggplant, okay. Dawn.
That's all I want to know.
Next to the taco.
Just to make sure.
We know what that means.
Oh, my God.
They go together. They go together so well.
They do. It's a great combo. Yep. Or two eggplants, you know,
yeah.
Or two
donuts.
Yeah,
right.
Sure. Okay, last but not least, or you're right. There's so many different combos.
What did you say, Kenny?
You said or three.
Make yourself useful.
Yeah. Two donuts and an eggplant. Make yourself useful.
Okay, one last emoji combo. What does this mean when you see this on TikTok or Gen X or Zers use it? It's a square. Okay. And then the emoji with the fingers where you're doing like the hey with like a gun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So thumbs up, pointer fingers out, pointing toward each other.
Uh-huh. That means pull your parachute if you're in the air and your jump master tells you to.
Oh, that's a parachute sign? Sign language
know.
Sign?
That's what I know it is.
Oh, nice.
Pull that parachute.
That is good to know.
Yeah.
When you're up in the air feeling like you're about to die anyway.
Yeah, like pull.
Oh. Oof.
Okay, but this is a square.
So this is a square.
A gun.
And then a gun, and then two fingers pointing toward each other, but in the gun. It means that you're feeling shy when complimenting someone or asking for something. Sounds exhausting.
All of these emotions they have.
So much.
Complicated, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, there's your TikTok class, everybody.
Thank you, Alexis. That was really weird.
Completely in the dark. You're welcome.